This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Better Together. In this series, Rick takes us through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and shows us how to cultivate deep, meaningful relationships with the people around us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life. In it, you'll discover how God provides the power you need to take you from where you are to where you want to be. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Why We Need Each Other.
Now, what is God's safety net? It is a group of other believers. You don't need 100, you only need 5 or 6. But it's a group of other believers who are committed to you. The Bible says this in 1 Peter 3:8. You should be like one big family, full of sympathy toward each other. Now, when you get in the hospital, you don't want the whole church to visit you. In fact, it'd be kind of bad if all of us came. But it would be nice to have 4 or 5 come see you and say, we're praying for you. I'll never forget, there was a guy who came to this church for 7 years. He used to sit up in the bleachers. And he came for 7 years, never got involved in anything, never joined a small group, just came to worship and left. Never even met anybody in the church. I'm the only person he ever knew. Never made any friends in the family. One day he had a heart attack and he got in the hospital and then he got an infection and he was in for 2 weeks. And I was out traveling around speaking somewhere. I didn't even hear about it till I got back. And when he got out of the hospital, he came to the church and he said, I'm leaving the church. I said, why? He said, because it's unfriendly. Nobody visited me in the hospital. I said, I'm sorry. And he left. And as he left, I thought, it's your fault. He never visited anybody in the hospital. He never cared about anybody but himself. He never cared enough to even meet anybody. He never cared, never got in a group, never gave, never shared. And it was his fault when the crisis came that nobody was there for him. I've told you many times that I could not make it in life without my small group. 8 other people plus my wife and I in our small group. This last year, we've gone through practically every kind of family or personal crisis you could imagine. And we've been there to wait for each other and to wait with each other and to weep with each other when we needed support. See, here's God's plan. 1 Corinthians 12. If one member suffers, all suffer together. You know, I read recently about a guy who died at home in his bed and nobody discovered it for 2 years. I thought, how tragic that a guy was not even missed for 2 years. Can you imagine the despair in that man's heart as he was dying in bed? Nobody should ever die alone. Nobody should ever have to go through that kind of despair. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to despair. Community is God's answer to despair. Romans 12:15 says, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. We do that in a group. Somebody has a good thing, a promotion, a celebration, a graduation, we party. We have a good time. We have fun. Somebody has a tough time, we weep with them. By the way, you know, a lot of times in groups, small groups, people don't know how to deal with tears. You'll be in a small group together and someone starts crying. A little tear comes down the cheek. Let me give you a little tip. A tear is always a sign it's time to stop and pray. That's what you do. Whenever there is a tear, it's time to stop and pray. And so you say, well, let's just stop right now and let's pray for Mary. She just got this news from her sister. So let's stop and pray for her right now. Let's stop and pray for Bob right now. He has given 22 years of his life to this corporation and they just laid him off with 1 week's notice. And he's pretty devastated. Let's pray for Tom right now. That is the sign to do. Now, you don't have to fix anybody's problem in a small group. They don't want you to fix it. They just want you to sympathize. When you're going through a crisis, you don't want advice. You just want somebody to be there. You just sit there with them, silent. Hold their hand. Put an arm around the shoulder. Cry with them. Be there with them. In fact, usually it's when we start talking we get in trouble. We get the stupid advice and stuff like that. No, just be there. Just be there. Sit there with them. And sometimes you sit in silence. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says this, encourage each other and strengthen one another. I want you to hear a great story from Tom's small group. Would you welcome him?
Our group started during 40 Days of Purpose 2 years ago. At the beginning, most of us didn't even know each other. Some of us had recently been married or remarried. Some had been married for several years. Some were single, and some came without their spouses. The thing that we shared in common at the beginning was a desire to learn more about Jesus Christ and his plan for our lives. During the first year and a half, we grew to know each other and began to share the burdens that we felt in our lives. We shared about the struggles of building Christ-centered marriages, health issues with our family and friends, loss of jobs, problems with our children, and a variety of life stresses and challenges. The group grew as we invited friends to share in the love and community that we were experiencing. God had a plan, and he knew that events would happen in our lives where we would truly need this community. I would like to tell you about two of these events. Mike and Carolyn had been coming to our group from almost the beginning. Mike is one of those guys that asks the tough questions and challenges us to think about our faith and about what God's Word says to us. As Mike says, we have some serious disagreements, but we've learned to love and respect each other. We didn't know it, but Mike was about to get on a roller coaster that would take he and Carolyn through some huge emotional ups and downs. Mike developed a cough that would not go away. After prodding from Carolyn, he finally went to the doctor and was told that he had a mass in the lower lobe of one of his lungs. We prayed for Mike before he went to each doctor's appointment. We were encouraged after the doctors did several procedures and didn't find any cancer cells. Finally, Mike decided to have the mass removed in the event that there were cancer cells in it. He's currently undergoing chemotherapy and radiation. I'd like to read you some thoughts that come directly from Mike's heart. He says, after my cancer diagnosis, all of these people that I had been praying for were now praying for me. And most amazing was that I could feel it in my heart. I had never experienced a group of believers laying their hands on me and praying for me. Wow, what a feeling. It was so warm and real that I really can't describe it. But it was life-changing and is the ultimate example of what a small group does best. If you want to grow as a Christian, you need to be in a small group. Charlie had been in our group for about 1 year. One day this spring, he came home and found that his wife had left him. We all knew that they had been struggling with some issues, but this was a very big surprise for Charlie and for our group. That started a series of events and emotional challenges for Charlie. We prayed for him and encouraged him to focus on becoming the man that God wants him to be. In the middle of this struggle, he called one day to say that he had been fired from his job. During the next meeting, Charlie opened his heart about his life struggles that helped create these situations, and we all prayed for him and encouraged him. He has trusted God through the difficult times, worked hard to grow, and continues to share openly with his small group family. Just the other day, Charlie was offered a new job and also received acceptance into Biola University, where he'll complete his degree with a ministry emphasis. As Charlie recently said, I still don't know where my life is going, but I do know this. I have a group of people that I love and meet with every week, where I know that no matter what happens to me, they will be there for me. In closing, from everybody that you see in our group, we would like to say this to you. Please, please, if you're not in a small group, join one today. Don't try to go through life alone. You may be in an area of calm right now, but you never know when the next storm is going to hit. We surely didn't in our group. Our lives are far richer, and our faith and trust in Jesus Christ has grown stronger through this small group family. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. The fifth reason I need other people in my life is I need others to witness with me. And what I mean by that, you have a life message that God wants you to share with the world. It's part of your mission. The Bible says God put you on earth to do a mission. And there's great power in group witness. God never meant for you to do your mission alone. God would never send a soldier out by himself. No, he says we go out together. And it's very impressive. Now, what is the way you witness best to people who don't know the love of God? How do you witness best to them? I'll surprise you. God says it's by loving others in the family of God. Look at what Jesus said, John 13. Your love for one another, not for me, he says, not for God, not for Jesus, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. What impresses the community the most? When Christians, believers, love each other. You see, the one thing that proves to the world that you're in the family of God, that you've stepped across the line, that you're headed for heaven, is that you love other people in the family of God. And if you do not love other people in the family of God, you've got every reason to doubt, am I in it? Because that's one of the things. When you're truly in God's family, you start loving others in God's family. And that's what impresses the community. You see how they love. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this. The Holy Spirit doesn't want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong and to love them and to enjoy being with them. I'm going to add, and invite them into your home. Let's bow our heads. Father, it's time for the church to be the church, and it's time for a revolution of love and fellowship and community. Please begin it in our hearts. With all my heart, Lord, I know that our churches will start fulfilling God's purposes together. And when that happens, we'll see a new reformation in the church and a new spiritual awakening in our country. And God, we need it. Now you pray. Say, dear God, forgive me for the times I felt like I didn't need other people in my life. I want to be a part of what you're doing on earth through your family, the church. And I want to experience real community. I'm tired of superficial relationships. I want to learn to really love and be loved in a deeper way. I open up my life to you, Jesus Christ. Come into my life. Accept me into your family. Thank you for this place to belong and grow. I don't want to be a passive follower anymore. So today I commit to getting into a small group so I can learn about community in your name. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If this message has encouraged you, or if God put someone on your mind that needs to hear it, would you share it? You'll be glad you did. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, what does it take to become more loving, live more peacefully, develop patience, have self-control? Pastor Rick says throughout all the years he's been a pastor, the number one question he's been asked is, why can't I change? People want to change, but they're stuck, and maybe you feel that way too. In his book, God's Power to Change Your Life, Rick lays the groundwork for personal transformation, then offers biblical insights and simple steps for 10 areas of growth that you can take from where you are to where you want to be. This book connects you with the power to actually make the changes you long to make. And as you apply the truth of God's Word by the power of His Spirit, your life will change. You'll move out of your rut and get on track with God's wonderful purposes for your life. And today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere, we'll send you Pastor Rick's book called God's Power to Change Your Life to say thanks. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Rick to tell you about an exciting new opportunity.
Jesus told his disciples that they should live their lives according to five specific purposes. He said, you've got to love God with all your heart, that's worship, and love your neighbor as yourself, that's ministry, that's called the Great Commandment. And then Jesus said, go make disciples, that's evangelism, baptize them into the family of God, that's fellowship, a sign of fellowship. And then he said, teach them to obey everything I've taught you, that's discipleship, and we call that the Great Commission. We believe at Daily Hope that a great commitment to the Great Commandment and the Great Commission will produce a great Christian, a great church, a great company, a great community. You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's Word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the Word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family, and I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from daily donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener-funded. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast, and would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me. Pray for me and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people going to be in heaven because you cared.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.